The Drives podcast is presented by Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for Social Security, disability benefits? One call does it all. Call Disability Advantage Group at 865-566-0800 or visit dag-us.com.
This is The Drive.
We're working like heck.
I mean, I guess it'll just be like the good old days. No Twitter, no social media. How did they do sports radio? How did they do talk radio? How did we do anything?
We're about to find out.
I still remember when the text box on the app, the old app.
I've been begging the Godfather to get
that was like your favorite toy of all time, wasn't it?
It was great.
My mind is still blown that you were Manu Ginobili's bald spot. Were you?
What? What are you doing? I don't know what you're talking about. I've been trying to get the... Because the thing is, Twitter... I saw you posting about this earlier this week. I think yesterday, Trey.
The question.
Like, how many people are on Twitter? Because... When you're doing a radio show or something, you tend to have like a Twitter-centric point of view, like it appears that Twitter is bigger than it is in real life, right?
Right. Yeah.
And you asked the question: how many people out of 100,000 people in Neyland Stadium for a big game? Which I don't know if we're ever going to have 100,000 people in there this year. Maybe for Georgia this year. But just 100,000 people, how many people do you think out of that 100,000 are on Twitter?
It's a really good – it threw me for a loop because a lot of people are like maybe 20%, maybe 30. Somebody said like 50, and I was like, no, there's not 50% of people in there on Twitter.
Well, probably most of the student section.
I would imagine.
Is.
That or – well, they're
– Parker, are most college kids on Twitter, do they at least have a Twitter account?
Or is it Instagram or Snapchat?
All of the above.
But what about Twitter? How many? What percentage of UT students, if you had to guess, just ballpark, are on Twitter? 60%? Really? Okay.
Is that, what was the one? Was it Yak? Yik Yak? Yeah, is that still a thing?
No. It was like a weird dang bear coming out with the Yik Yak.
Yik Yak? What was Yik Yak? I don't even know what that was.
It was like this. It was all the rage with college students, but the reason that I remembered it was involved in
black market.
The litigation between
The AJ Johnson thing.
AJ Johnson deal.
Oh yeah. Well, it's encrypted.
Encrypted messaging.
Yeah.
Well, Twitter is down. Has been for a while now. So I don't know. They're supposed to be updating it. There's a whole new Twitter.
Were they really?
Coming,
I didn't know this.
Yeah, like yesterday, I noticed on the laptop version anyway, it's not on your phone app, but it said a whole new Twitter coming. So there was like...
Well, now I'm nervous.
Yeah, I know.
I don't want...
Whenever they update any social media thing, like everybody hates it. Oh, this sucks. Facebook sucks now. And then like 2 weeks later, it's like, yeah, it's Facebook.
I've been waiting for my phone to go black. Like, go dark mode. Like, get the new update. Remember, Apple was going to release the new update. You can go dark mode. Because I went dark mode on Twitter. A lot better for the eyes, by the way, especially if you're scrolling late at night.
Yeah.
So we'll see. But I'm interested because of all the people and everybody that just talketh the schmack on Twitter, I'm wondering, see, how many of those people are actually at the games in the stadium? Now, look, at Neyland Stadium, you couldn't get a signal if you hooked a freaking satellite up to the back of your backpack.
They keep saying they're going to fix that, and they never do.
Oh, they fix it, yeah. Okay, quotation marks.
Yeah.
They say
they keep saying, oh, we're improving wireless, the fan experience, we're going to improve wireless connection. And
that's
like
why you have to hook
nobody
up.
Can get on, nobody's phone works in the stadium if there's more than four people in it.
Do Twitter tough guys get under your skin, man?
No, not at all. I think it's kind of a waste of time that they try to get under people's skin. I just think it's kind of a waste of time. Like, I don't get... Like go pick on somebody at a Walmart. Like, why are you trying to pick up somebody on a?
Because they get arrested if they're doing that at Walmart.
Well, thank you. Exactly. No, it actually don't bother me. I actually think it's pretty funny, to be honest with you. I just think it's kind of boring. I don't know, but I'm interested in that. If you ever in Neyland, just hook up to the press box, Wi-Fi.
Well, we're not big enough here. Like,
I don't have that password, bro.
We've got 10,000 followers. Even like Houston's got, what, 40,000 followers or something on Twitter?
Yeah.
So none of us are big enough to where I heard – I was listening to Joe Rogan talking to some guy about this, and he's like, once I got to like a million you know, Twitter followers, is like, I just had to stop reading the mentions, because first of all, like, it's too time consuming. But second of all, like, you will seriously go crazy.
Oh, with the stuff that gets.
Yeah. The things that people were saying to him, I guess, or whatever. And he said he just got to the point where he had to just completely disengage. Like, he uses Twitter to post stuff on it, but he does not read his mentions. And he said, like, once you get to a certain point, like, you just have to stop. None of us are near that point.
No,
shout out
even
to
close.
The Joe Rogan podcast too.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see though.
I tried to listen to that, guys. Like, some of you, I always listen to your all suggestions on these podcasts and stuff. And maybe I just don't like listening to podcasts.
Not a podcast guy.
I'm a music guy in the car.
But Joe Rogan usually goes, like, if it's not doing his MMA hour, he's usually going like 3 hours deep on a podcast. So you really have to go. Like, sometimes I'll go listen to Joe Rogan's like political podcast. I'll Google search it, listen to a couple Twitter followers, you know, got journalists that I follow, they're on the show. Then sometimes I want to go absolutely crazy and listen to some of his, you know, I listened to the Alex Jones one that he did with Alex Jones. That was just mind-blowing.
They're smoking weed and getting
I can't listen to Alex Jones is just kind of a boob to me. I mean, you've seen the way. I don't get people to behave that way.
Yeah.
Live did you on listen television. To the Elon Musk one?
Yes.
I found that to be very hard to listen to.
Yeah.
I couldn't get through it. Like, I was excited. I was like, oh, that'll be really interesting. And
was
I was listening.
One of those awkwardly smart
He was
people?
Really awkward. Like,
he
could
was
not,
high as a kite.
Could not communicate. Yeah, and then they
now,
started
wait a minute. Are you all for real on this? Everybody goes on the show, gets high?
Most of them.
Yeah.
Just burn down and talk?
He smokes them out, I guess, usually before they go on, and then.
They go live. You know, it's YouTube. It's on YouTube live.
Sometimes they're passing the Dutchie.
Yeah, dude, it's pretty rough. It's good though. I think some of it's good material, you know. So,
I'm not a grass expert.
It's a lot of weed flowing in those studios.
Speaking of weed,
I'm not a grass expert.
Have you guys seen the weed news out there?
Oh, no, I haven't. Russ, tell me about it.
Yeah, we have breaking marijuana news right off the top here.
Uh-oh.
Depending on whether or not you partake, this is either going to be really interesting or possibly something terrifying for you, the stoner contingent of our audience out there. An Akron-based startup company is closer to becoming one of the first to commercially develop a marijuana detection device.
Oh, God.
As more and more states legalize the drug for medicinal and recreational use, they're still trying to figure out mostly like what to do about driving. It's like, okay, if we're going to legalize it, more people are going to smoke. Like, we don't want a bunch of stoners out driving around, like, you know, like this kid who killed the Bramblets.
Can't just smell them
down there. So what they've got now is a device known as the Cannabuster. Cannabuster. It uses a test strip and saliva sample to detect marijuana. Within minutes, it can tell a police officer how much THC is in someone's system during a traffic stop. So, I guess it's the same thing. It's the same concept as a breathalyzer. It's like, put the strip on your tongue, sir, and they can tell whether or not you've been smoking like within the past hour or two.
Like, I ain't submitting, officer. No.
Yeah.
What do you do then? No.
You know what happens then? Please step out of the vehicle.
I mean, I guess it's
save yourself from a driving while high. DWH.
Currently, law enforcement officials take blood or urine samples to determine if a person is under the influence of the wacky tobacco. An officer says it could take hours to do these tests, and results can take more than a week to get back. But after a traffic stop, the only way an officer can know during a traffic stop is a field sobriety test, which he says could turn out to be wrong, obviously. So this guy, Officer Kathy Stadanko,
good job,
says if you're stopped now, and they think you've used marijuana, you're going to be in for a minimum of a couple of hours to 4 hours, possibly having your car impounded, and you may not have done anything. But with this test, they can determine quickly on the scene. It's like a pregnancy test, I guess. Is, you know, it turns color, turns green. If it turns green, you're on the weed.
You're high. Okay, well, you got to figure out a way to beat the system, right? If you're in that state.
Yeah, I'll tell you how to beat the system, Trey.
Don't get high and
don't
drive.
Don't smoke dope.
Oh, stop. See? Okay, honestly, what are they doing in, like, Denver or in California? Like, honestly, like, how do they?
I don't know. I mean, there's just like Alga. There's a, they use a pandemic of impaired drivers.
It sounds
in
like
this
a
country.
Good report I should do when I go to California.
They use the Cannabuster. You pull over, and if you roll down the window and you're looking like Jim Brewer and half baked, like they'll ask you to put one of those things on your tongue.
Fully.
Put the on your tongue, and if you're driving baked, then I guess they take you in and pound your car.
I'm interested in that because I have a cousin who lives in Denver. She said, you know, she says she walks downtown with the kids and all that stuff, and it, you know, it smells like a Grateful Dead concert. Walking around
dab
with the kids.
There's kids that just, they call them dab head kids. Those kids that just do the some kind of super concentrated, potent.
What's a dab, Bear?
It's like some kind of, like, they extract all the psychoactive stuff out, and they make, like, some kind of wax out of it. But, yeah, I got a friend that moved to Denver.
And they just
these kids are just, they call them dab heads.
Was that where the dab came from?
No. Huh.
So is this a good thing that'll make driving in America safer, or is it a radical invasion of privacy?
Well, it's not a radical invasion of privacy. Because you're going on the road around everybody else, and you know, as a citizen, I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I would like to be, you know, driving on roads without other people being impaired coming at me.
Definitely.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I agree.
But I've been involved in like two bad accidents where the other driver was drunk and hit me, so I know I'm a little bit biased.
I don't think you're biased. I think nobody wants to be hit by an impaired driver. I mean, I think that
sucks pretty bad.
I think that's natural.
Just stay home and order in.
Yeah.
You don't believe how angry you get once you figure it out, once you're there standing there, and then you figure out that the person that hit you is drunk. It goes to a whole nother level.
So I was interviewing our new police chief, Eve Thomas, a couple of weeks ago, and I asked her about this. I asked her about marijuana legalization across the country seems to be a wave, you know, that's
like coming
this,
sooner rather
it seems
than later.
Like that's the way it's tilting. And I asked her like what her thoughts were about that, and expecting her to be all diplomatic and be like, well, you know, we're preparing for all contingencies and all that kind of stuff. And then she goes, well, I hope not. I hope it doesn't get lit. Like, I was raised to, it's a bad thing and it's illegal and it's against the law. And this is a big part of I was like, oh, okay. So that is, I think that is still the opinion of local and regional law enforcement, particularly here in the Southeast.
Yeah, but there's no problem with people if they, you know, if they're sitting around their house hanging out in a good time.
It would definitely affect their budget. I mean,
police officers' budget.
Yeah,
Oregon right now has a $7 million.
What do you mean?
Pound surplus.
The bigger one would be like the DEA.
But like
the war on drugs is, I mean, they're dependent on the war on drugs to justify the obscene amount of money they spend trying to catch people either selling or doing drugs.
But it's not like in the 50s and 60s where they're just breaking down doors and going into your house and like, oh, we found a joint and now you're going to prison.
No,
for nine
I
years.
Would like to think that most of their focus is on the, you know, international smuggling into the country of like.
Well, I'm just talking about like local police, like right. The KPD here. And again, I'm not a grass expert, Like, my, you know, I don't think.
Who cares if you have a gram of weed? Maybe
if
that's what you're saying.
If you they pull you over and you're just, you know, your eyes are red and you've got a doobie still burning in the ashtray, yeah, they're probably going to do whatever the law requires. I don't even know, but they're not going to like go out of their way to search.
No,
well, I mean, if you've just got one joint, they're going to cite you for simple possession. Then you're going to catch a DWI charge, and that's what, like, 10 or 15 grand in the long run to get out of all of it.
Anything under an ounce, I think in Nashville is just a citation, though.
Really?
Yes.
That's in Tennessee. Wow.
Yeah. I remember living there.
They just
they
give you a
pass
ticket.
The ordinance. Yeah, it's like a citation.
Oh, man. I
like, it doesn't bother me if they never go after those, you know, that drug again. But, no. You know, meth?
Yeah.
Well, that's different. Have at it.
This has been 10 years since, but funny story. I was working at a music radio station probably over 10 years ago, as a matter of fact. And this listener who would come to some of our events and stuff is from California, and he worked at like ORNL. Real smart guy, but he's from California, and he liked to smoke the wacky weed. And it like he and I guess from where he was coming from, it wasn't that big a deal. It had already been decriminalized. Police were just willing to look the other way. So he moves to East Tennessee to work at ORNL, and he ends up getting arrested once. And he was telling me the story. He was like, you know, I was just driving around smoking a joint like I do all the time. And the police pulled me over, and I was expecting, you know, a ticket or so. They end up taking my dope and taking me to jail and all this stuff.
He's, taking my dope.
He was like, he was so shocked. I was like, yeah, buddy, you're in Knoxville. You're in East Tennessee now. This ain't Los Angeles, California. It's frowned upon.
Yeah,
here.
You should thank God he wasn't in Louisiana. They'll still lock you up for like 20 years down there for a joint.
It's pretty rough.
Do you imagine going to Parchman State? Is it Parchman down
there? Angola.
Angola. Could you imagine being sent to Angola
Lord,
for 20 years for one dube?
I'd take care of myself.
Look up Angola prison sometime. You're into weird stuff like that, Russ.
I've seen it.
You've seen a documentary on Angola?
Oh, I'm familiar. Not a place you want to be.
Nah.
Think I'll pass, Judge.
Not a lot of air conditioning. Not a lot of protection from sexual predators.
Food's not
Parchman's
good.
In Mississippi. So you got Angola, Parchman, Rayford in Florida, and Huntsville, Texas. Those are the prisons you don't want to find. And then, you know.
What'd you do, hit a tour date or something?
No, I could just read a lot.
Yeah.
Those are horrible.
It really is. Angola's bad. I wouldn't want to spend any time down in Angola.
It's damn sure not for a joint. One joint.
It's all hot. People are just pissed off all the time.
So dude was just blown away that he got arrested.
Yeah. Surprising. He was shocked. He was utterly shocked.
Kind of like those people now that are getting pulled over. You know, they're getting figured out on Facebook for taking all the money off the interstate.
Well, yeah, we told you that, Trey.
Yeah.
I mean, the police told everybody, we have your license plate numbers. We have your faces. Return the money or you're going to get charged.
Well, I mean, it's why I've never people say, oh, man, you know, you go to a party and some of that's passed around or whatever. And so, what's the matter? You don't do it? What are you, square? It's like, no, I mean, I'm not passing judgment here, but – last time I checked, that's illegal. And
law and order, Russ. I like it.
Well, I mean, if I'm going to go to jail, I'm going to go to jail for, like, I'm going to get my money's worth, man. It's going to be a murder, an assault, something big time, man.
Me in the back
insider
of the head
trading. I'm not going to jail because I wanted to get the munchies and listen to and have the Beatles sound better. The Beatles sound fine to me sober. Like, they don't need any enhancement to me. So that's always been my policy.
Parker, how are RAs now on campus when it comes to marijuana? Well, okay. I'm not. Okay. You've never lived on campus? Freshman
year at UTC. It's frowned upon.
Okay. All
right. It's frowned upon.
Just wondering if they've kind of lightened it up a little bit over there.
No. I don't think they do in campuses.
Can't have the sticky icky.
All right. There's weed talk.
I liked it.
To
it
open
was
up
fun.
The show.
It was fun.
And it's pretty wild, though, man. Yeah, you potheads out there, be careful. You get pulled over.
Can of Buster.
By Johnny Law, yeah. Ask you to put that strip under your tongue.
They're not even going to let you know. They're just going to start using the can of Buster.
What do you think about the people that intentionally drive through the roadblocks and then, like, won't roll their window down?
I love that YouTube rabbit hole. It's probably my favorite YouTube rabbit hole.
I like this.
DUI checkpoint YouTube rabbit hole.
The free zone people that act like
their rights are getting taken away.
And cops get mad too, man.
Yeah, they do.
They get pissed.
Rolling down their window just like a half inch.
See, the thing about that is, and it is a useful exercise, and if you've never gone down, just go to YouTube, a DUI checkpoint, and just look at a couple of these. It's intense. But you don't know. It is useful to make sure that our law enforcement officials are following
right.
The Constitution and all that. Like, I totally get that. But you're taking a risk when you do that, man, because you don't know. You could get professional law enforcement officer who knows the Constitution, knows what your rights are, and he might be angry with you, but ultimately you're going to be unharmed and you're going to be able to go on your way. Or
get somebody
you
like,
might get Officer
Billy Joe.
Yeah, you might get somebody who Jim doesn't Bob. Know the law, doesn't care about
exactly.
the law, and is A, going to mess up your car trying to get into it, and then B, drag you out of there, beat the crap out of you, send you to jail for a while. Okay, the law's on your side. You might get off. But that's a pretty big inconvenience, you know, to go to jail.
Taking a cop-ass whipping?
Yeah, taking a cop whipping, go to jail, have your car impounded, maybe get it scratched up or something like that.
Yeah, nobody beats you like the cop would beat you if you give them a reason. They get really angry fast.
I saw one. They have one of the hardest jobs.
I wouldn't do it.
And do not get paid nearly enough. Two professions in this country, government professions, that, my opinion, get paid half of what they should. Police officers and teachers.
Agreed.
Should get double. Whether they're $50,000 a year.
And DMV workers.
Yeah, they should be making $100,000 a year.
Why are you giving a serial killer look, bro?
He's got resting drive
around,
serial
get,
killer
drive
face.
Around, get shot at. Have yeah, to no. deal with the DUI checkpoint idiots.
I work with somebody at my other job. She took a job with, it's not here in Knoxville, but one of the surrounding cities with the police department. Went through training, got out on patrol, and got involved, you know, saw enough in like a month. She was like, yeah, I'm done.
It's not surprising.
It's like, at what point, she goes, when I was chasing two guys that I'm pretty sure were armed through the woods on foot. It's just like, what am I doing?
Do you watch for $50,000 a year?
Do you watch those public freakout videos?
I watch it all, dude. I
saw one last night.
I'm an idiot.
Viral. Some guy's like 5 foot flat in a bagel shop. Did you see that one?
That's the one.
Oh yeah,
watch
we talked about that yesterday. Bagel guy.
Oh, that's who you were talking about?
I don't pass judgment.
I think it was staged.
I don't pass judgment. At 6'3", I'm not going to let my tall privilege pass judgment on little guys. I don't know what that guy's been through. I don't know what it's like to be 5'8", balding, slightly rotund. No luck with the ladies. I don't know what that's like, man. I'm not going to pass judgment. I'd probably be pretty angry, too.
I imagine life's looks pretty good from your lofty perch up there at 6'3".
Tall privilege, bro. Check your tall privilege.
You're walking around.
You're pretty tall. Oh, you're taller than most people, aren't you?
Yeah. I mean,
six foot, six one? Yeah, man. I mean, imagine what it'd be like to be 5'4".
Oh, it'd suck.
Shorter than most of the women you're trying to approach. That dude went off. That dude absolutely went off. Right in the middle of a bagel store, man.
Yeah. And then he got tackled. I still wonder if it was staged. Yes. It was some big guy like you. I mean, one of us just boom.
Yeah. Well, he was asking for it,
I mean,
suppose.
But what do you do, man? I kind of feel bad, wouldn't you?
For the guy?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not passing judgment. Guy's had a tough life. Obviously, there was something that went wrong that had been building. That didn't just happen at that bagel shop, man. That was 40 years of being passed over, being picked on, being rejected, being humiliated, just all bubbling to the surface and coming out in one.
Yeah, but what do you mean at the end of the day? Like, for me, like, I wouldn't tackle the guy.
I don't know. He's being pretty obnoxious.
I just damn humiliated the poor old fella.
Using a lot of language.
Yeah, sticks and stones, though.
Using a lot of language, being disrespectful towards the women
that were
around
there.
Again, I'm not passing judgment, but
I mean, it can put you. It put them in a pretty serious dilemma.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a stand your ground thing, right?
I think you can. I got a friend you've met. Yeah, I just never told you the story. We worked together at a club downtown, and this guy came in a motorized wheelchair. He's paralyzed from the waist down, and he would get really drunk, and then he'd get real obnoxious, so we'd have to ask him to leave. So one night he got aggressive and started ramming my buddy with his wheelchair, and like he got him backed up against his post in the middle of the room. He's just bashing his shins and bashing him.
What?
Yeah.
In a wheelchair?
Yeah, this drunk guy in a wheelchair.
Why didn't the guy just, like, get out of the way?
He couldn't.
the wheelchair wheelchair guy was too quick.
He kept banging him. He had him backed up against a post. He's dealing with somebody. He's not wanting to get physical with some dude in a wheelchair.
Why did he just walk to the side?
Well, because there's probably like 350, 400 people in the room jammed in there.
Why didn't he just leave?
He couldn't. I'm
just trying to picture a scenario in which I could be cornered by a wheelchair.
I haven't told you the worst part. He finally racked his shins one more time. And my buddy went to knock him to try to knock the wheelchair a little bit. Hit it way too hard and knocked the guy over.
Damn, wheelchair had NOS in it. How does that even happen?
So if you're a stick-to-sports guy and you are thoroughly disinterested in our opening segment today, I don't know what to tell you, man. There's not a whole lot going on. I guess Albert Haynesworth needs a kidney. That's kind of
– that's sobering.
That's sad.
He's your age, buddy.
Yep.
38.
We're contemporaries.
Yeah. Y'all went to school together.
Doubt
you guys were in the same classes or traveled in the same social circles.
Look, I'm sure Dan Wetzel is actually right now sitting on some huge news when it comes to this college hoops corruption case, and we just can't see it. I'm sure LSU is now gone down for something.
I kind of like this, man. I kind of like not having Twitter. It feels like we're
paying more attention.
It's
liberating. You realize that?
Yeah.
All three of us aren't like got one on the phone, one eye on each other.
It's kind of weird. We're connecting.
What'd you do last night?
I don't know how I feel about that.
Anything fun?
No, I had some work to do around the house.
I started rewatching Thrones.
Did you really?
Yeah, I'm on season one.
What got you into that? Like, what made you want to?
I was just bored over the weekend.
So you're watching it again for the second time in, what, 4 or 5 months?
Yeah. Oh,
that's a lot of dragons.
I'm skipping over boring parts that I know are boring. Certain scenes I like.
Did you watch the ESPYs last night, didn't
he? Hell no.
No.
I'm just wondering.
Did you?
Like 10 minutes of it. I watched the opening
monologue. Anything interesting?
The opening monologue is always what I want to watch.
Who was hosting?
Tracy Morgan.
Oh, that's right.
Was he able to pull it off? Was he funny?
It was pretty funny. Yeah, I thought it was pretty funny.
Tracy Morgan, I mean, there's certain comedians, man. If I'm going to watch them, I want to watch them where they can work blue. They can do their real deal.
Unfortunately, Tracy, I don't know.
I mean, he got hit by a semi-truck, Trey.
Yeah,
got the guy some slack.
No, that's what I was kind of getting at. It's kind of lost.
Is he not?
I
never really followed him beforehand. I'm aware that he had the accident. Did it take away from? Is he like?
I mean, he was always kind of crazy.
He's slower now when it comes to speech. Not slower mentally, but slower when it comes to speech now.
So did he have like a brain injury as a result of the accident?
I don't know. I think there was that, and then also just getting hit literally
to walk again.
Yeah, I mean he. Miracle he's alive.
I mean, Walmart paid him up.
It was a full-on 18-wheeler hit his. It was like what? Like a Winnebago vehicle? It was some kind of.
It was like a big limo excursion type thing or something.
But it demolished it. It dig him out of it.
Let's take a quick break. The Drive, Fox Sports Knoxville, 105.7 FM, 1340 AM. Online at foxsportsknoxville.com, streaming on the free FanRun app. We've got a podcast presented by our friends at the Disability Advantage Group. You can go check that out if you miss anything today on the show. A lot to get to, a lot going on. Stay with us. We're back with more of The Drive right after this.
The Drive to The Drive on Fox Sports Knoxville. The Docket, brought to you by Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for disability benefits? Call DHE today at 865-566-0800 or visit DHE-US.com.
This might be the deepest edition of the docket. I have six just like excellent A-list type docket stories today.
Hit me, baby.
So I won't be able to get to them all, so we're going to save some for tomorrow. I'm just going to skip around. We'll start with a sports one just because.
We haven't talked about sports yet today?
I mean, this is loosely sports affiliated. New York City police say they are investigating a possible hate crime directed towards Megan Rapinoe after posters featuring the U.S. soccer star were defaced with derogatory slurs. I know.
Doing?
It's Rapinoe.
Why won't they just...
Is it really?
Yeah, it's Rapinoe.
No, it's Rapinoe.
It's Rapinoe.
I thought it was... Never mind.
I go Rapanui. Police said the vandalism, which was discovered inside Bryant Park subway station in Midtown Manhattan on Monday, was being investigated by the New York Police Department's Hate Crime Task Force.
Never find them.
Posters have been scrubbed clean. Well, this is on a New York City subway, man, so this is all on camera somewhere.
You gotta think about how big New York is. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, they might not find them, but they'll have good pictures and stuff.
Yeah.
That's horrible. That's
and
mean.
Plus, like, it, when you put the hate crime tag on it.
What do they call it? That is a, is it amplify? When it enhance, oh, that's like a charge enhancer.
Yeah, that's a department enhancement, too. That's the hate crime division.
So, but that'll get a lot of media attention, and if they get pictures of these people, then they're likely to get told on.
Looks like Parker from down the street. Get him. Somebody call in. I know that guy.
Jesus.
Boca Raton, Florida.
All right.
Go Gator.
A pellet gun-wielding iguana hunter.
Oh, God.
Mistakenly shot and injured a South Florida pool company employee last month in Boca Raton. According to WPTV, the victim was on the job at a parkside home when the hunter fired the weapon, accidentally striking him.
Oh.
Homeowner Ellen Bryan said, "I heard him scream at the top of his lungs, and he had blood coming out of his leg."
Jesus.
Oh my gosh. This is a pellet gun?
You'll not face any charges. He had been hired to shoot and kill the invasive lizards. They got an iguana epidemic down here.
Yeah.
Like, not little, the little, like, you know,
no.
6-inch lizards Geico that commercial. You see outside your house here in East Tennessee.
Oh, one size of Cocker Spaniel. They're big.
I mean, what would you do if you're, like, just out on the porch? Here's why I could never live in Florida.
Try to pet it?
I'd buy a firearm for the first time in my life. I'd just shoot them.
I love the outdoors. I love just... I get home tonight, if the weather's cooperative, I'm grabbing a cold beverage.
We drank beer. I liked beer. Still like beer.
And I'm going straight to the porch. And I'll just sit there and unwind for like an hour, if I can.
Doesn't your patio have a... I thought that was covered.
I've got a
deck above
deck,
it.
And then the patio underneath. Yeah, but I've been going out to the deck because it's got the umbrella and everything. It's just relaxing. Like, but
you're
if still I were,
outside, guy. You really are.
I love it. I love being outside. But if I'm in Florida, I mean, think of like all the obstacles that you have to deal with there. You got iguanas walking around. You got alligators,
pythons,
snakes.
Yeah.
Like,
they've got a serious python problem.
You can't just hang out outside without running some risk that you're going to be encountering a very dangerous animal.
That's why everybody's like
aren't
screened
dangerous.
In outside.
They're
in
not
Florida.
Dangerous, but they're freaky.
Yeah. Now, the pythons, they've got, like,
they're
big
very
enough to
dangerous.
Eat people.
Very dangerous. Alligators, very dangerous.
Yeah.
You have to screen in your porch in Florida. That's what you do. That's the,
yeah,
that's the key.
I guess that's
that's why everybody has screened
essential.
In swimming pools.
It's critical.
Down there?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so they got these guys who go and hunt the iguanas.
With pellet guns.
In Florida, homeowners do not need a permit to kill iguanas on their own property.
You're considered pests now.
Vermin.
One of those ons.
Oh man, I've got so much docket gold today. I don't even know. I guess I really need to do the Oklahoma one. Trey and Parker sent this to me.
Is this the one involving
nuclear?
Yeah. You got to do this one. I want to hear it.
Two people were arrested after a traffic stop in Guthrie, Oklahoma. Stolen car they're riding in. They also, in the stolen car, had... You keeping track here, Bear?
Yeah.
A rattlesnake.
What?
An open bottle of Kentucky Deluxe. And radioactive uranium.
Now, hold on now. They had a real rattlesnake.
Yep.
A bottle of Kentucky Deluxe,
yep.
Which... Oatmeal's better than oatmeal on that one.
It's good stuff.
And then...
radioactive uranium.
Well, I mean, there is no other kind of uranium.
It's a good point.
How the hell did these two idiots get their hands on uranium? Where's it from?
Lex Luthor.
Stephen Jennings, charged with possession of a stolen vehicle, transporting an open container of liquor, operating a vehicle with a suspended license, and failure to carry security verification forms. Rachel Rivera is charged with possession of a firearm after a former felony conviction, so they had a gun in there too.
Gosh.
Traffic stop was made at 11 a.m. in a Guthrie neighborhood because the tag was expired.
That's how they got Timothy McVeigh, man.
Jennings was in the driver's seat, Rivera in the passenger seat, and in the back seat, a pet timber rattlesnake in a terrarium.
What? How are you going to have a rattlesnake as a pet?
At about the same time, Jennings told officers he had a gun in the console. Police learned that the Ford they were driving was reported stolen. So now he's got a rattlesnake, a stolen vehicle,
a gun,
firearm, and somebody's under arrest, Guthrie Police Sergeant Anthony Gibbs said. Police also found an open bottle of Kentucky Deluxe next to the gun. And to top it all off, the search of the vehicle revealed a canister of radioactive powdered uranium.
Okay, that's the one I would imagine they're probably talking to the FBI at this point. They're in a room somewhere.
I would also imagine one of them had security clearance.
Check out this quote from Sergeant Gibbs. When that happens, of course, we call in a company that deals with that specifically, and it's taken safely into possession. The uranium is the wild card in that situation.
Yeah.
I mean, like, again, police officers criminally underpaid in this country, undervalued, under assault.
They could literally walk up to a car and be dealing with something that could
think of this.
Could get it on them.
Any day you find a pet rattlesnake in a stolen car, you're thinking, wow. Like, that's going to be, biggest day probably of the week, of the month, maybe of the year.
Tell this story at barbecues forever. And they had
a defining story. Pet rattlesnake. This guy also had gun, liquor, and powdered uranium. Like, what do you do with that?
I don't
sell it to the Iranians?
I don't know. Because the only reason you would have it in powder form, I would imagine, if you were getting ready to make,
a bomb?
A dirty bomb.
Maybe he was part of the CIA.
No, I mean, that's, like, they can tell where that, like, specifically where it was.
Well, unless he had,
mined.
Like, a mason jar or something. I mean,
they can track, they can figure out, even when a bomb goes off, they can figure out where the uranium or plutonium came out of the ground.
I would imagine that these two are not in a regular jail right now, that they are underground somewhere in a bunker with the FBI.
And I mean, they're the government. Where to have Oklahoma?
Yeah.
I mean, wouldn't surprise if they're, getting questioned.
Oklahoma City.
Yeah, either that or Leavenworth out in Kansas, right over Kansas.
Sir, how did you get the uranium?
Yeah. That's a big question there.
Can't tell you.
So that's the wild card.
So that's the wild card, as the police sergeant says.
Yeah. She got arrested, though, because she got charged with not having security certificates.
Yeah.
So I mean, what are you charged with? Security certificates for the rattlesnake?
I would say uranium.
Or for the uranium.
For the uranium, I would believe.
I don't think it's ever legal for anybody to that's something you could look up, Parker. Find out if it's legal to roll with some uranium.
Look that
careful,
up
be
in
careful.
Your Google, Parker.
Be careful what you Google there, bud. Google... Where and how can I procure radioactive uranium?
And then how much needed for bomb?
No, that last part out.
Yeah.
So
KPD's going to show up at the door in 4 minutes.
Twitter has been down for about an hour, and I'm going through withdrawals now. It was funny
really?
At first, but now I just want to go on There's Twitter this... and make jokes about Twitter being down, but I can't do it because Twitter's down.
I think you might actually still be able to post something.
I can't on my laptop or my phone. Like it won't even come up.
Why? What's the thought process behind having a pet timber rattlesnake?
Well, let me pet it.
Snake people are weird. And I know we probably have multiple snake people listening to the show right now, the people who have them in the tanks, and they like to walk around in public just to freak people out and everything.
Oh, yeah, he's my best friend.
It's like, okay,
he's a reptile.
Buddy. You're weird. You're a freak. You're a weirdo. And people shouldn't be allowed to have snakes as pets. Yeah, I'll say it. You're not allowed to have a freaking tiger in your apartment. You're not allowed to keep lions. You shouldn't be allowed to keep snakes. I don't care if they're poisonous or not. They're just weird animals, and you shouldn't be allowed to have them.
Parker, about that uranium.
So you can actually buy uranium on Amazon. But the problem is, it's not enriched uranium. That's where you get in trouble.
I mean, is it like
enriched uranium? But you can buy the ore and stuff like that.
What does it do?
Nothing really.
So you just have it? Is it dangerous?
I don't even know. I don't know if it's radioactive or what.
Yes,
so.
It's dangerous. What are you talking about?
He says it's not enriched.
Uranium's
no, they're not. Wait, hold on. It can't
Amazon
be dangerous.
Prime some
it
uranium.
Can't be dangerous because you're not just going to order some uranium and some because then you're putting the mailman at risk.
Yeah, that's right.
Whoever's got to deliver
for
it
to your
house. I don't understand how Amazon's able to sell this. Uranium is radioactive.
That's what I'm saying. It's probably safe. There's probably something they can do to it that it's safe, or the form in which you can buy it on Amazon is safe. And then once you do something to it, once you science it up, bro.
I mean, you think the sales are closely watched by like the NSA? I mean, they're watching who buys the uranium on Amazon.
Might be a trap that Parker just walked headfirst into.
$39.95. What is it, a ball?
It looks like it comes in a can of, like, Dapper Dan or something.
Yeah.
What the hell would you need uranium for? It's only used for one thing. You enrich it, and you can make bombs out of it.
Surely there's other stuff you can do with it, right?
Yeah.
And what the hell are we going to do with it?
Bring Superman back.
I don't know. I mean, I don't need it, but I'm sure.
Should we get some for the station?
There's some science teacher out there, some Walter White wannabe, who's like, oh, you can use uranium for this, this, and this. I can I grill with it at home.
Okay, here it is. You can.
You want a uranium burger, Bear? Honey, we're out of uranium. Please bring some more down here. I must enrich it before the party this weekend.
I don't know. After watching Chernobyl, man, I'm just like,
yeah,
terrified.
There is no legal limit on the amount of uranium ore you can own. Enriched uranium and depleted uranium are illegal to own.
Why is depleted uranium?
You can buy either uranium ore or purified uranium from United Nuclear. Yes, you have to be special licensed to possess quantities of uranium or plutonium of greater than 1 gram.
So I can have less than a gram of plutonium.
Yeah, you can have 0.99 grams. Of a gram of plutonium.
Nobody needs 0.99 grams of plutonium.
That's what Doc Brown was using to power the time machine in Back to the Future.
No, he got Mr. Fusion when he went to the
Well, that was in the second one when he went to the future. But in the beginning, you'll remember, he had the
Libyans were trying to kill him.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, in the first kill around.
Yes.
Then he read the note later.
He went back to the future.
Yeah, Mr. Fusion.
Such a confusing movie, man. How did... Like,
I don't know. I've tried to go back and watch him.
You can't have yellow cake.
The biggest
should be a given.
Yeah, I remember Dave Chappelle. Like, the biggest plot hole, Back to the Future. Oh, and there are many plot holes.
The weirdest one to me is they're letting the guy who tried to rape their mom wax her car.
Biff is trying to basically sexually assault Lorraine at the Under the Sea dance.
Take your damn hands off her.
No, Biff. You listen to me. And then, and like 20 years later, like, oh, yeah, that Biff. Hey, remember the time you tried to rape Mom? Put another coat of wax on the car there, Biff.
Is that the second coat, Biff?
and then you got the fact that their kid, who they named Marty after this mysterious stranger that they met in the 1950s, grows up to look just like Marty.
Yeah.
That's not a little weird.
He's wearing the same
for George and Lorraine.
Marty was wearing when they met him.
Dang, that is weird.
Yeah, I didn't even think about the outfit.
What was it? They were right about something though. Was it the Cubs winning the World Series?
Yeah, you're getting into two again.
Emma?
Yeah, because remember he went and bought the sports almanac to take with him back so he could place a couple of friendly wagers.
Yeah.
Stay with us. The drive continues. Doc, it's brought to you by Disability Advantage Group. They're online at dag-us.com. One call does it all at Disability Advantage Group. Call 865-566-0800. That's 566-0800. Follow them on Facebook at facebook.com/Disability Advantage Group. Stay with us. We'll be back to wrap up hour number one of The Drive coming up next right here on Fan Run Radio.
The Drive. This is The Drive.
865-546-8200. Your number to get on the drive this afternoon. John Tweet up first today. What up, Tweet?
What's up, boys?
What's going on?
Huey Lewis's song in that movie more recognizable than whatever Don't You Forget About Me from what's that movie?
Breakfast Club. I mean, I guess it depends. Like, to me, the Huey Lewis is more recognizable, but for folks who are just like maybe 5 years older than me, like, you know, mid-40s or so, I think
that. What was the second one he said?
Don't You Forget About Me, Simple Minds, The Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
Like,
we talked about this earlier in the week. One of the other shows did something. We're talking about this, like, which songs you associate with movies. Mine are very different, probably, from all of your alls.
No, because we did this on the drive like 3 months ago. Because I remember,
yeah, I remember doing it kind of on the drive. Yeah, it was something like that.
It was like the Doors, the End, the beginning
yeah.
of
oh,
Apocalypse
yeah.
Now.
For me,
was
it's
the
still
Doors, the End, in the Doors, the movie. Wouldn't that make more sense?
But I was surprised when Russ got Moving in Stereo by the Cars.
Oh yeah, oh Phoebe Cates.
What movie, Bear?
That's Fast Times at Ridgemont High, my friend. One of the most epic scenes in all of American teenage film cinema.
Is that when they roll up in the van, roll it out with all the smoke pouring out?
No.
Judge Reinhold is in the restroom.
And Phoebe Cates is
holding
out of
his
the
own
pool.
and fantasizing.
Yes.
Hi,
yes.
Jeff.
I've seen you looking at me. Taking care of business. Yeah, it's Phoebe Cates.
Doesn't anyone knock anymore?
It's a great movie.
That Jennifer, I did not find her attractive. The other girl, what's her name?
Jennifer Jason Leigh?
Yeah, I just.
Which one was that? Yeah.
Yeah. Stacy.
The dude's sister that got
Stacy.
The other guy. That, yeah.
How about Jennifer, Marty's girlfriend from Back to the Future?
Which one?
That's Elizabeth Shue, is it not?
Not in the first one, I don't think.
Wasn't it Elizabeth Shue in the second one?
She played Marty's girlfriend in one of them. I can't remember which one.
Elizabeth Shue was in Karate Kid. Elizabeth Shue in Karate Kid. Hottest, somewhat attainable girl on earth in that movie.
Rhodes.
Like,
where we're
like
going,
hot.
We don't need Rhodes.
Where did she come back to?
What a classic film. Why are you trashing Back to the Future, Russ?
You're what?
What's wrong with you? You're trashing it.
I mean, I love it. It's
letting Biff assault his mom. It just happened to happen that way. He was supposed to assault
There's
his
some,
mom.
Some gaping plot holes in the script, bud.
Once you introduce time travel to any TV show or movie, just the rules of logic are out the door.
Russ, I know you're a Larry David fan. Please tell me you've seen Curb Your Enthusiasm with Michael J. Fox.
Yeah, it's been a while, but the potential for awkward uncomfortableness is just all over the place on that one.
Do we have a question of the day today, Russ? I really don't have much other than talk to you, listen to it. Who, by the way, is supposed to be a great show if you can go see them.
What's that?
Huey Lewis and the News. Oh. Are supposed to, if you can see them live, are supposed to be a fantastic show.
Most guys
heard
are
it from
all
numerous
pros.
People.
Pros. That's a hell right. of a band.
Russ, do you have a question of the day today?
No, we're still trying to figure something out. Do you have a question?
I'm trying to think. Is there something basketball related? I saw them put a video out. Do we have any basketball stuff going on?
Well, I know.
We missed out on that recruit, the PJ, whatever his name was, the other one.
PJ Hall?
No, the Montgomery or somebody like that. It was another sit out one to play two.
Oh.
Ended up signing somewhere else.
Well, I know the news today is that Virginia got a 4-star commitment yesterday, which means their class of 2020 is full now.
Beautiful.
Who are we going after? This?
Keon Johnson is between us and Virginia. So Virginia's full right now. Now, it is college basketball, so they could open up a spot. You know, somebody could transfer or whatever. But technically, as it stands right now, they are full and don't have a scholarship to give for Keon Johnson, who's supposed to announce his decision, I believe, the first week in August.
Let me ask you guys this, then. Here's a question. Tony Bennett, to me, is basically – White Konzo Martin. I mean, just kind of boring defensive first basketball.
That's
did
not
you
a
guys
question.
Ever see him oh. doing what he did?
At Virginia?
You don't remember that game when we played them a long time up at UVA? And the two teams scored in the teens for a half
of
basketball?
That was brutal. Oh, I tried to block that from my memory.
So bad.
And they're like mirror image. And then they came back. Remember, they came back and we torched them by like 30 the following year in Knoxville. And that's when they went on their run and started ascending to what they are now.
Well, he's a great coach, and now he's got a ring, a championship, so he'll always have that. He's still young, so he doesn't seem like the kind of guy that's going to bounce around to a different job. I don't know that he has any NBA aspirations. So Virginia might have the beginnings of a little dynasty here. Tweet, thanks, man. We got to run. Hour number two of The Drive coming up. It's Fan Run Radio.